Unitaddling.
That was the brisa that we had then. So at Shani, we had another brisa that said, Hifzig bar Vodim, you are kuna metadlin. That sounds like evidence din of karka. So that's what the Gemara thought. Which Gemara answered, no. It's possible to say that both brises hold evidence as din of karka, and it's possible to say that both brises hold the evidence as din of metadlin. Why? It's possible that evidence is din of karka. And the only reason why you can't be kinyan metatlin with kinyan agav is because
It's not like area.
there's a special pasuk that tells you how kinyan agav works. Kinyan agav works to be the orim mitzuris, has to be a certain type of physical structure, and avodim don't have it. So therefore, although evidence do have a din of karka, but yet you're not kinyan metatlin because the din in kinyan agav is it needs to be a particular type of karka, and you don't have that. That's the first malach. Hashem in the brisa said you are kinyan metatlin. It's very good. They don't hold of this din, and an eved is karka, so you can be kinyan metatlin in kinyan agav. You do kinyan on the eved, and by doing the kinyan on the eved, you're kinyan metatlin. Remember kinyan agav, you're not doing a kinyan on the metatlin. You're doing kinyan on the karka. Doing the kinyan on the ground. But by doing a kinyan on the ground, the other thing gets pulled with it. Kinyan agav that you get it. So if you hold the evidence din of karka, you should be able to do kinyan agav. You should be able to kinyan metatlin agav the karka. And that's why the Bryce says it that you do. The only reason why the other Bryce says you don't is because of a technical reason. The kinyan agav needs to be karka, which is doing the orim tzuris, which it isn't. Okay, that's the first. That's the first malach in the Gemara. Second malach in the Gemara was really avodim evedin metatlin. So according to the brisa that says that you're not kinyan metatlin is very good. We understand that eved is not karka. Eved is metatlin. Metatlin can't be kinyan other metatlin with kinyan agav. There's no such thing. Therefore, it's poshut loy kona. That brisa, the first brisa said hirsig bavodim. The second brisa says hirsig. No, the first brisa said hirsig bavodim loy kona metatlin is true. Because avodim is a din of metatlin. What's pshat in the second brisa? The second brisa said you are kinyan metatlin. What's pshat in that? So there's it. You're right. It doesn't work with din kinyan agav because eved is a metatlin. It doesn't work with din kinyan agav. So how does it work? Here we come onto a new chiddush, not agav, but chotzer. Although it's metatlin, it could still be your chotzer, and it's working with din kinyan chotzer. And we're talking about the metatlin is on the eved itself, and that's why you're kuna. Why in the first place you're not kuna? Why in the first place hirsig
It's not on that. It's not on
because it's
that.
not on it. It's talking about different mitzvahs. The first place is talking about it's not on it. It's off it, and therefore there's no kinyan chotzer. There's no kinyan agav because eved is metatlin. There's no kinyan chotzer, and the second brayse is talking about on it, and therefore, although there's no kinyan agav, why not? Because it's metatlin, if it's metatlin, but there can be kinyan chotzer. So there we've had already two kinyonim, a kinyan agav and a kinyan chotzer. Sometimes kinyan agav works, sometimes kinyan agav doesn't work. Sometimes kinyan chotzer works, sometimes kinyan chotzer won't work. Kinyan chotzer, what do you need for kinyan chotzer? Okay, you're going the technical details. What we've had so far, you're right, you're right. I'm not disagreeing with you. But what we've had so far, what we've said, I've words uttered from my mouth. What we had that in order to have a din of kinyan chotzer, it has to be on it. Kinyan agav doesn't. That's one case where kinyan chotzer will work, kinyan chotzer won't work. If it's on it, it'll work. If it's off it, it won't work. Is the case of kinyan agav will work, a case of kinyan agav will not work? Kinyan agav only works on karka, right? So if it's karka, there's what to talk about. If it's metatlin, nothing to talk about. Then the kinyan won't start. So if we hold eved as a din of metatlin, you can't use kinyan agav. Kinyan chotzer you can, but kinyan agav you can't. If you hold eved as karka, then there's what to talk about. Really, you could use kinyan agav, if not for the fact there's a technical din. The kinyan agav has to be dumya to all mitzvahs, and you don't have. Yeah, that's background on what we came out on last week, Siyat Nishmai. Yeah? So now we have some tasting to do. This first taste is the Mochel Avodim Kekois is coming to explain the long brice. The long brice we had, the Lame Katanoi, where there were six halachas. To remember all six. But there's six halachas there. In my Gemara, there's even numbers saying what they are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But it's possible to do it by hand, because that's how it was in my Gemara. It's Kedaita, I'm fine, because it's just clearer. So the six halachas were, there were three pairs. The first pair was, you had Avodim and Kerkois, and what's the din if you did the Kinyan on the Eved, and what's the din if you did the Kinyan on the Karka? That's the first halachas, first set of halachas, first two halachas. Right? You had Avodim and Kerkois. What's the din if you did that Kinyan on the Avodim, you're not creating a Karka. And if you did the Kinyan on the Karka, you're not creating Avodim. Why not creating Avodim? We saw Rashi. It's not so posh, it should be, it's Betatlin. But, oh, so since this is, Mochale Avodim Kakois, the Kinyan Agav Ayin. So it says this Brisa is talking about Kinyan Agav, meaning you're doing a Kinyan on one, and the other one is Nitfal to it, and that's how someone gets pulled along with it. So it says this, because if this Brisa was going in Hilchas Kinyan Chotzen, meaning that the item is on the Karka, and you want to be Koine Medin Kinyan Chotzen, Amain maflig behirsig bekarka bin avodim and metatlin. Why do we differentiate between being koin avodim and being koin metatlin? I made a kinyan on the karka. The karka is my kinyan chotz. And kinyan chotz says tesis. The imish tameres, the daitoi, if it's mishtameres, meaning that the person standing around the field, or there's a fence around the field, in which case it's shomor midaitoi. If it's mishtameres daitoi, but shavayu koni, he's going to both mekarka, both with eved and mitatlin. The ain mishtameres daitoi, and if he doesn't have a fence around the field, or he's not standing next to it, or and he's not standing next to it, means he's going to either have ain mishtameres daitoi, means there's no fence around it, and he's not standing next to it. Then he's not going to be kohen, not by avodim and not metatlin. This, oh, very good. You're asking a good question, man. This Brisa says the difference between eved and metatlin. Yeah, here's it. Because the first two halachas we said was karka and avodim. Then the next halachas was karka and metatlin. If you do the kinyan on the karka, you are kohen and metatlin. So the Brisa machalik between eved and metatlin. If it's kinyan chotzes, it says there's no mocking for that chiluk. Why? If it's not mishtameres, means it's open and there's nobody watching over it, so it's not mishtameres, you're not even kohen metatlin. Kinyan chotzes needs to be shomor, so it's not even kohen metatlin. And if it is mishtameres, as Tosfos, then you're kohen even avodim. So it can't be talking about kinyan chotzes, but it would be kohen even avodim. So it must be talking about kinyan agav, and in Hilchos kinyan agav, the halacha is a chiluk between metatlin and avodim, right? If you're kohen a karka, then you can be kohen metatlin, which don't move. If you're kohen a karka, you can't be kohen avodim, which do move. That's the words of Tosis. Right? You do understand. Just you have a question on it.
Anywhere
in the world.
How is it that Agav works now when you just said a second ago that if it was a Kinyan Chatzer, if the metatlin were on there, it's not Mishtaber, it won't work.
Right.
Why doesn't one actually go to the Agav?
Excellent.
I don't get that. I don't understand what I'm saying.
There's two types of Kinyonim. There's many types of Kinyonim, seven types of Kinyonim. But what we're discussing now, there's two types of Kinyonim. One is a Kinyan Chatzer. If you want to work within Kinyan Chatzer, meaning I've got a Karka and anything in my Rishus is automatically belong to me. So Kinyan Chotzer, something in my Rishus, automatically my Rishus acquires for me. Then it has to be similar to you. The Gemara says, do me the Yad. Your Yad, you know what your Yad is, Mishtameres. So to the Chotzer has to be Mishtameres. So if you want to plug in to the Kinyan called Chotzer, which what's that Kinyan? It's not doing a Kinyan on the Chotzer. It's the fact that I own the chotzer, anything inside it is mine.
Even when you didn't have das.
Yeah, as long as it's mishtameres, right?
That's all.
Yeah, as long as it's mishtameres, then there's halacha. It has to be mishtameres. If it's not mishtameres, it's not dumi the yad, and kinyan chotzer is not applicable. That's one type of kinyan. That what? That's in my rishus. In my rishus is mine. Well, that has to be dafka something which is similar to yad, something which is similar to your hand, something shalom. That's halacha number one. There's a different type of kinyan. I'm doing a kinyan. I'm doing a kinyan on one thing, and agav, that kinyan which I'm doing on one thing, the other thing gets pulled with it. Kinyan agav, it's pulled. I'm doing a kinyan on one, and agav, this kinyan, I can pull other things with it. So that doesn't have to be on this place. I did a kinyan in A, and it can pull things in another place. Not kashur, right? You hear the two different types of kinyan. Says Doisus, if it's my kinyan chotzer, meaning because I've got this chotzer, so I was going to the carcass, now my chotzer, I can go anything on it, there shouldn't be a chiluk between metatlin or evet. If it's shamor, then I'm creating the metatlin and the evet. If it's not shamor, I'm not creating anything, not metatlin and not evet. Says Yossi. Yossi, our name's egging him on. Yeah, that what? There's a place, it's a bit later on, it contradicts this.
Then in the second question, of our bibliography, talking about Kinyan Chaser, and that's explained in the first, that's the main, the first price phase, Kinyan Chaser, as is the...
What?
Explained in the second question, Avi Kimetapli Dami.
Yeah.
And it's talking about Kinyan Chaser.
I didn't see Kinyan Chaser.
The price says Kinyan
Chaser. Does it? Where?
It says, Chaser, it's not.
Yeah, where?
It says that it's talking about Kinyan Chaser.
Where's the verse there?
I'm sorry, the price is it's time to get chasm. We say my hobby chasma, so you say no, it's not chasma, it's called.
No, that's talking about where you the evet is kinyan of a tatl.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that lad. We're talking about here the kinyan of a kalka to the chotze, to the evet.
Not the whole price, not the whole first.
Lad, we'll come to your point about the evet in a minute. That's it's talking about different din, it's talking about it's talking about whether the evet is kinyan of a tatl. When me saying kinyan chotzer, kinyan agav, we're talking about the first part. Of the second one we have to come to, but then, yeah. So Yossi was asking a different question. That Tosfos said if we're talking about kinyan chotzer, then if you're kohen a karka, you should be able to be kohen a eved as well. If the karka is meshumah, is meshumeres, chotzer meshumeres, you should be kohen a eved as well. Yeah, we're going to learn Tosfos, and Tosfos later on to be master lama. Then Tosfos seems to say not like that. Tosfos says an Eved, since it's awake and moving, we'll see, just awake even, if an Eved is awake, is not a Chotza Mishtameres, meaning not Chotza Mishtameres. A Chotza might be Mishtameres, but the thing inside it has its own mind and therefore won't become Nikne with that Chotza. Every time you want a Kinyan Chotza, you need two things. You need the Chotza to be Shomor, and you need the things inside it to be able to be shomor al yedei the chotzer, nishma al yedei the chotzer. An eved that's awake doesn't have that. An eved that's awake is not mishtameres. I mean, even if it's in a chotzer, it's got its own mind. He'll do what he wants, and therefore, he's not nikkin. So the mashal says, "Gashi says this tesis, says the next tesis, not next one, Billy Tom." Tesis says the mamalav shach. Let it be kinyan chotzer. Can't be kinyan chotzer. Come on, bottom shach. If it's mishtamen, then also an eved would be mishtamen. Why be a chalim to an eved and metadlin? If it's mishtamen, you can't have it as well. That's the mashal's cash. Yeah, you want us to look at the mashal? You've got it. You've got it. Especially you chose the pirush that you've got. That's a shame. One of the nissim of Chanukah is that Yossi's going to buy himself a gemara. Eitzel Chanukah, everyone's wondering what the Eitzel was for. Zeus, yeah. Zeus, Zeus, yeah. It says, Marsha, Yud Beis Amid Aleph. You have it. You don't have Marsha, I've never heard of it more than Marsha. I'm shocked. I've never heard of a Gemara like Masha. Tov. Okay, so I'm going to read that Masha. You have it, you'd base the first one and you'd base them with Aleph. Tois is the Bamasal Mochalo Yavodim. The Imatam Chotzer, this is all the words of Tosis. Amai Mafleg, why the Gemara differentiate in the Brisa? Behevse Bekarka, Bin Avodim and Metadlim. The Imishtameres, the Daitoi, Bichavayu Koni. Those are all the words of Tosis. It just was Mitzatet, quoted Tosis. Veg Tosis, Veg Mashat, Tzorich Ian, Shari Kosvel, the Kamon, later on, Tosis, a few lines later, says, Stamke Kois, Stam Kais, Kone Karka, Ein avodim mishtamim behen ledaite. The avodim are not mishtamim ledaite, meaning the avodim are not automatically protected in this field. So what's found out, Tosis here? Tosis, why make a chilim between avodim and tadlin? Why make a chilim between avodim and tadlin? Tosis says, avodim are mishtamim, avodim are also mishtamim. Frank the Marsha, later on, Tosis is going to tell us, avodim are not mishtamim. That's the kasha. Marshal's kasha. Yesh the yashiv b'duichik. There's Marshal. There's an answer. It's a duichik answer.
What is Marshal said? Stam records. What if it says stam kotzer?
Yeah, nachar. Yeah.
So it means something.
Yeah, it means something. Yeah. So that's Marshal's kasha. Then there's a steer here in Tosis between here and the Tosis of Masal Lomo. Okay, we haven't yet done this Tosis Lomo. But the Ramshif on our Tosis says that the answer to Mashal's Kashi is the difference between an Eved's awake or Eved's asleep. If an Eved is asleep, then it is Mishtar. An Eved is asleep, the Chotz is protecting him. He's not awake, he doesn't have a mind to do what he wants. Mashing and an Eved is awake, that's what Tosis means later on, he's not Mishtar. So, trying our Tosis is that. We have to get to that. To my kofos, so you need two tonight. You need kofos and a sleep. One is to make it on mahalach, and one is not to, it should be mishtana. We'll see that in the next thesis very soon.
Didn't you learn that let's say somebody has a property and there's no fence around it, and then goes out and goes on top of it? Is he automatically commit?
Only if it's mishtana.
Isn't that considered a gozal? Gozal, isn't that considered a mishtana?
What's a gozal? A bird?
A chick.
Yeah.
Isn't that automatically considered a mishtame?
If he's standing nearby.
Oh, if he's standing nearby.
Yeah. Because otherwise it's not mishtame.
So something that doesn't move at all.
Yeah.
It's situated on his property.
What's the answer?
It was made hefker. He doesn't automatically belong there.
Only if it's a wall around it or he's standing next to it.
It's on his property.
Yeah.
What's the letter?
Bring it the yard. That's your mishtame. Either the fence or he's standing next to it. So, come on in Bob Mitzi, you know.
Somebody else can go, someone can go and onto it. If he doesn't have a fence around his property, in the open lawn, he just go with there and takes whatever it is. As long as he didn't do a key before,
yeah.
It's half around his property.
Yeah. So, come on in.
Why
does he need to be a child? So you have one of two ways to be kind. Either have a fence around your field, or that you're standing there.
But then we went and he it's in the city.
Who's in
the field? We don't want to discuss that.
Who's in the field?
Even if he's in town,
yeah.
He went to go kick him in town, whatever it is, he's still coming.
If he's got a fence around, he's gone.
He wouldn't be that fence anymore.
I very much doubt it.
If it's offensive, Mar wouldn't discuss the fact that he's in the city.
That's right.
Even if he's in China.
As opposed, if it's not offensive, he has to be standing next to it. I mean, right there. You're right, I don't know. You have to show me what you're talking about.
Which stuff is that?
This is about to see you, the Aleph on the Aleph. We'll see it in the taste and talk about it later on as well. Okay.
What's the
Mashal's
question again?
Oh, so Mashal's Kasha, we got interrupted the answer. Mashal the Kasha. The Tosis Eton tells us that in Eved is not Nishtame. Means you might have a chotz that's very well protect, chutz that can protect. But if you have something inside that that's got its own mind, then it doesn't work anymore.
Even if he can't leave.
Even if he's tied up.
His class is enough.
Right.
I don't want to be a choir.
Right, because if you want, yeah, video, right. So Frank Tasis, so Frank Mashal, how can Tasis here say there's no difference between Eved and Metadlin? Tasis himself, Ridon says there is a difference between Eved and Metadlin. What? Then Eved is not Nikna Agav Akinin Chotzer because he's got his own das, and Metadlin is. So there's a Styrian Tasis. Says Mamshif, Shat in this Tasis is, we're talking about he's sleeping. And Eved is sleeping. And tied up. But Eved who's sleeping and Metatlin, there's no difference between them. And Eved who's awake, there is a difference. But Eved who's sleeping, there's no difference.
So what happens now? But Eved sleeping, he doesn't have das at the moment. So he's
ready to become quiet.
What happens when he wakes up?
Not gonna help. He's ready to be quiet. He's an Eved Klani.
What?
He's an Eved Klani. He's ready to be in a quiet. So
he wakes up, that doesn't. The kinning was done while he was sleeping last night.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Achon. Yeah, right. So what's the pshat of this mamshiv? We're saying he's talking about sleeping. Remember, Tosafot had the kasha. What was Tosafot's kasha? That must be talking about kinyan agav. Because if it's kinyan chotzer, there's no svara lechalek between karka and between eved and metatlin. That's not true. There's of course cases to be mechalek between eved and metatlin. And eved is awake, a chotzer won't be koinem. And metatlin, a chotzer will be koinem. So we're left back with this. What's the right? We're talking about Kinyan Agav. Maybe we're talking about Kinyan Chotzer. And we're talking about Eved that's awake. And the Eved that's awake, the Chotzer will be koneret. And the Tart and the Eved is awake, the Chotzer will not be koneret. But the Tart and the Chotzer will be koneret. How did Tosafot know we're talking about Kinyan Agav? Maybe we're talking about Kinyan Chotzer. Says Tosafot, no, because if the Eved's asleep, there's no difference between an Eved and a Tatma. That's true, if the Eved's asleep. But maybe the price is talking about when the Eved's awake. And that's the chiddush between Eved and a Tatma. You're saying good, you want to speak out loud?
What if the Tatma does the right? That sleeping is close to all of the week, would have specified that it's time to specifically Eved sleeping.
Yeah, but I keep saying there's a bit missing in the Mishnah. Should at least in the Brayta, should at least said we're talking about the Eved that's awake. So slightly strong, if you don't mind, that if it's true that there's a chiluk between an Eved that's awake and sleep, the Eved's awake, it's going within, it's not going within kinechotze, and an Eved that's asleep, it can be going within chotze. And if it's true, this Brayta is talking about kinechotze. So why talk about Eved and Metatlin? Talk about Eved and Eved. Like we always say, Lifloig, we're listening, but not. Instead of running around different types of Eved, yeah, Metatlin, not. Talk about Eved itself. The Eved, if it's awake, kind of a kalka, you won't be kind of the Eved. And if the Eved's asleep, then if you're kind of a kalka, you will be kind of the Eved. Why talk about Eved and Metatlin? Talk about Eved and Eved. Elamai must be talking about where it's not Kinyan Chot. That's Pshat and Tosafot. Tosafot said, we're not talking about Kinyan Chotzer. Of course, it's possible to be Kohen and Eved sometimes in Medin Kinyan Chotzer. And it's of course possible that Kinyan Chotzer is not Kohen and Eved sometimes. If the Eved's asleep, you can be Kohen. If the Eved's awake, you can't be Kohen. Just the point of Tosafot was, it's Muchach, these brides can't be talking about Kinyan Chotzer. Because if the brides is Mechalik between Eved and Metatlin, that's Shverish. It's the between Eved and Eved. Now, if an Eved's awake, you can't be koinim. If Eved's asleep, you can be koinim. If you're talking about Eved and Metatlin, you must be talking about all types of Eved and all Metatlin, that can't be by Kinyan Chotzer. By Kinyan Chotzer, at least the Eved's awake, you will. So that can't be talking about. So one more second, let's get that. If you're mechalek between Eved and Metatlin, you sound like you're saying that Eved is always this halacha, and Metatlin is always this halacha. And if so, we must be talking about Kinyan Agav. Because if we're talking about Kinyan Chotzer, sometimes Eved and Metatlin have the same halacha. Right? That's why Tosafot says we're talking about Kinyan Agav. Right? Is it clear? So again, just to sum up, Tosafot says we must be talking about Kinyan Agav. Because by Chotzer, Eved, you can be Kohen. So we're saying, doesn't mean to say you can always be Kohen, but at least it's possible to be Kohen. So why do we make a chiddush between Eved and Metatalin? It's not true. If an Eved's sleeping, then Eved and Metatalin have the same halacha. Right? And am I? Must be talking about Kinyan Agav. I mean, Kinyan Agav, there's always a difference. Kinyan Agav, you can be Kohen Metatalin, you cannot be Kohen Eved. And Eved doesn't make a difference if he's awake or asleep. But then Kinyan Agav, you won't be Kohen Eved.
Why do you sleep
more
comfortable?
Why, if he's asleep, you can be kohen medin chotzer?
Why can you fire him under?
If he's asleep in kofos?
No.
Yeah, 1 second. If you're going with, if we're talking about Eved is karka, also. If you want Eved as din of karka, it's not shayach kinin agav by karka. Because kinin agav was karka to metatlin. And that the Gemara there in the Pasuk, they gave him these orim, and he was going without the matonis.
Where
do we
see
the Kinyan Agav? Next Tosis.
No, because that one we see by, it was that you can't call it 10 Sodos, no?
Yeah, that's not Kinyan Agav. That's a different Kinyan. A third Kinyan. Yeah.
Why can't we call it Agav?
It's not Agav. Take next Tosis. Says Tosis. Next Tosis. Be in on Dumi the Orim Tzoris. The reason, Eved's really Kauka, right? Eved's really Kauka. And the reason why you can't be kind of a Tatlin if you're kind of the Eved is because you needed to be Dumi the Orim Tzoris, right? So why, if you're kind of Kauka, you're not kind of the Eved? The Kauka is Orim Tzoris. Kauka is Kauka. So why are you not kind of the Eved? So it's Tosfos. There's no such thing as kinyan agav with karka, because the Islam from Apostle, and that was dafka karka and matadli. You see, every kinyan has its halachas. Every kinyan has. And kinyan chotzer, we said already, a chilek has to be on and on it. Kinyan Agav is only Karka to Metatlin, not Karka and Karka. And the third Kinyan, which you're going to see soon, is something else, a new type of Kinyan. It's not Kinyan Agav, it's not Kinyan Chotzer, but rather the third Kinyan.
How do you know that this Pasuk is not able to call it? Where do you see the Pasuk that is not called?
The Pasuk is talking about, he was Kinyan Karka, and with that he was Kinyan Matonis and Kesef and all other things. Yeah, which are all Metatlin. So that's the Makur, put that in quotes. That's a Makoi for Kinyan Agav. It has to be Dumya to that, which is your Kinyan Karka. And with that, your Kinyan Metatle. So there's no Kinyan Agav, right? So Mamele, that's why if you're Kinyan the Karka, you're not Kinyan the Evet. If you're Evet Karka, you're not Kinyan Evet because you need Kinyan Agav. You don't have Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav doesn't work by Karka. Yeah? Top.
It'll work as soon as he doesn't Kinyan on the Karka. But everyone called, it'll work. Okay, it's not called Aga. It'll work. Unless you're saying that he made an announcement. I'm doing Kinyan Aga on this Eved.
The Gemara says, we're going to see later on, the Gemara says that even the third Kinyan doesn't work by Eved unless it's on the Karka.
That's a secret.
Yeah, and then we have to work out, why does that work? Is that Kinyan Chotzer, Kinyan Aga, or third Kinyan? Now, it can't be Kinyan Aga, we've knocked that one out already. Right? Can't be Kohen Avodim, can't be Kohen Karka with Kinyan. Okay. So then the Gemara, so now that's the first shlav of the Gemara. Ikeda Omri. We're going out in the Ikeda Omri. We need to read the Gemara in order to get to taste the Hirsa of the Kovas. Ikeda Omri is the second halach that really Eved's got in with Tatla. Ikeda Omri, Omav Ikibri, Durav Idi, Dekule Am Avdi, Kemetatelin Domi. Eved is the status of Metatelin. Oh, the Tanya Loikono Shapir. The first price there, it says you can't be Kohen. It is very good. Oh, the Tanya Kono, the second price, sir. This second price, which says you are Kohen, is Voiden Oro. This second price, sir, is a Kenyan Chotze. Right? Now we're talking about Hipsik Ba'avodim. Your Kohen Metatlin in the second price is a Kinyan Chotz. First price it wasn't. Second price is a Kinyan Chotz. Trade the Gemara. Yeah, you see,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really. ופייד גמרא ותניה לא פייד פחי אויד אנ אול אב מיי האב פאטס מא לכס if you work in the hills king of fox is also not lost in that you have to take out the volume concerning hills fox and you'll see the fox is only cleaner if the fox doesn't move if the fox can move it's not a fox says rashi why not fox ma lekhs here rashi ain't a kind of better plum a fox ma lekhs is not Koina for the Bani Machlal. The lav chotzer he, it's simply not a chotzer for Malechis. A walking chotzer is not a chotzer.
What's
the name of
a
chotzer, Malechis?
Car.
A train.
No,
it's Malechis.
Even if it's stationary?
If it's coffers, it's okay. But,
no, but why would it not be coming? It's my property. Why is it not
common? Because if it has to be dumi to a yad is not maleches.
Yad is not maleches. No. Yad is maleches.
No, it's always stuck to your roof.
It moves around.
You never move away from your roof. I'll never move from your roof. I'll maybe have some shana in good health. But the yad always stays. So it never goes anywhere. So if it has to be dumi to yad, so then. If it's if this can move off on its own accord somewhere else, then it's not a chotzer, right? That's so Rashi says it's not a chotzer b'chal. This is an important word in Rashi. Rashi says that a chotzer malechis is not that it's a chotzer, just the dinim can't apply to it because it's moving. Yeah, Rashi says a chotzer, the definition of a chotzer is something stationary. Something moving can't be a chotzer. Right, so says the Gemara. So what if it's that they've got metatlin on the Eved, but the Eved is moving? Maybe I'll say the Eved's not moving. That's not enough. Back to the Gemara, yeah. The first white line. If it would be moving, it can't be kona. Also, if it's standing still or sitting, also won't be kona. So how can this Eved be kona the metatlin? Can't be kona din kinyan aga because Eved is metatlin, and it can't be kona din chotze because an Eved is be'etzim something that can move. And for the Gemara, ve'elchase ve'kofos. You know the answer is that what we said the Eved is kona, and it's oden olam is talking about an Eved that can't move. Why? Because he's tied up. Where's he tied up? What does Rashi say? V'hilchaseh, Rashi, hodem et ha'otzinon. That what we answered, the koner le'eved, the eved's koneret, v'oiden olam, when it's on the eved, kegoin, she'eved kofus, she'eneroi lelech. It can't go anywhere. The domi lechotze, now it's similar to chotze. Eneroi lelech, Rashi says, where's it tied up? It's tied up on its legs. It can't move. Doesn't say it can't move its arms, hands. It can't move its legs. That's what Rashi says.
It's done it to us.
And now, since it can't move, so now it is similar to chotzer, and therefore can work. It didn't chotzer.
Because Rashi said it's about.
Yeah. Okay. In order for it to be, yeah, an eved is not a chotzer b'chlal, right? But it can be doing it to chotzer. If it's moving, then it can't even be that. One of Shaykhs to a chotzer. Rashi said, I'm chotzer, the malechis. It's not Shaykh to have a chotzer, it's moving. If it's not moving, then it can be a chotzer. Obviously, it won't be a chotzer itself, it'll be in doing it to a chotzer. At least it can be a falling under the category of chotzer.
We're saying it's only doing
with
the
part of it,
honestly, and it's not
part of it. Right, nachon. Yes. Anyone who says, Abde Kimmer Kalka, not that I ever is Kalka, that wasn't. Yeah. You can't plant anything on top of the Eved and expect things to grow. And you can try, but don't be so successful.
No, okay. As soon as the Eved is coming something, the Baal is coming.
That's the difference because not within Kinin Chotzer, and that's not because of Kinin Agav, And that's not because of the third Kenyan, that's something else. That all the Maisi are dying on an Eved go to the Ode.
I'm saying, if you put it in his possession, why wouldn't that be automatically that Kenyan? Oh, as soon as he's holding on to it.
The Eved wasn't Kenyan. You just put it on the Eved. Oh, Kenyan. Want what we didn't Kenyan Chatzah. Kenyan Chatzah is to be. That's it. Yeah, okay, so that's the. The answer is so the couple to whenever they can't move, and that can't move his legs. And since he can't move his legs, he is now can be compared to a chotza, and therefore you're currently within kinyan chotza. That's going to be the answer.
Saying legs, but even if, as long as he's chained up, I'm assuming,
yeah, you
have to be after the legs, right? If he's walking around on that specific field, he has a little bit of leeway to walk a little bit back and forth.
Mr. Ben, more like you're saying that it's Mr. Ben, what you're saying, I'm not sure. Because if it has to be doing it to Chotzer, Chotzer can't move. Nothing could go where he wants. It is moving. Why not? Every person's got a chain that can move. Every person's limited how far they can go, right? Mr. Ben, more that there has to be, you know, that's just the direction. The legs have to be tied up. In a Chotzer, the more that his hands have to be tied up.
Well.
As well, yeah, yeah. It's a sure is Yod of Iraglov. Rabbeinu Chanan holds as we mamish to me the chotz. There's no movement at all. It's been like a piece of land. The mamish goes the full way. It's be a piece of land. It has to be a piece of land, and so nothing can move at all. No hands, no feet. Rashi doesn't seem to go that far. Rashi says it's just good enough that his legs aren't.
Rashi didn't say legs.
I thought Rashi was quite clear that's what he meant. No. You're going to have a couple saying a Rory Lelech. You can't walk.
He can't go freely wherever he wants.
No, that's your surface. That's your surface.
You're suggesting he's tethered to a post and you can't get out.
Yes. Loch Lelech. I call going.
No, he's suggesting more than that. He's suggesting that even if he could move, let's say, 100 meters in both directions, but he can't go further than 100 meters, he wants to say that would also be good. I don't think that's true because he can go. So he's might be limited.
So he can't go anywhere.
The house was closed. He also can't go. He's stuck with it.
That's what he wants to say. He wants to say, but I don't think it's true. As we're doing it to Chotzer. Chotzer can't move. Chotzer can't move.
Chotzer
can't
move.
I thought. It's electrified and it can make it a nice barbed wire and the rest. But
if they had it back then,
yeah.
I think,
yes. Yeah, I don't think so. No, no, no. Has to chotz. Chotz can't move a chlam.
Anything
within the. So if Machlan wants to say that this Machlan between the Chanan and Rashi is how similar has to be to chotz. I mean, Rashi, who says it just mustn't move, he compares it more to the hand. The hand stays put here, but it can move around, right? Yes. So it doesn't matter that Evan's hands can move as long as his legs can't move. His legs is like the joint where it joins up to the rest of the body. It has to be that stays put where it is, and the hands can move. But Rakshav, it has to be done. And Mashenki and Rabbi Nachman understands that it has to be physically like a chotze. A chotze can't move bakhla, not the ground, nothing, nothing moves. Therefore, the Evan has to be bidyuk like that.
But
what
is the word
kafos?
Doesn't that
mean
his hands
are like Okud. Yeah, that means it's a kafos as well. Yeah. Ogufa. There seems to be a machlokes here, how far to take it. So what's the beer for that? Okay, says the Gemara. Oh, so we said we're talking about kafos, and now that's the pshat. And what's the pshat? We're talking about evidence kafos, and now we can be kohen the metatlin with oni midin. Chotzer. Right? Don't get confused. Tosis said before, and we were talking about Agav and Chotzer. That was a different price. It wasn't in this price. Previous price was Kenyan Agav. This price said you can be Kenyan Metatolin is Medin Kenyan Chotzer. Says Tosis, Verhechse Bekofus. Now, this Tosis, I don't know if you ever learned Gittin with Jalofsky, you learned him? All those years ago, no? Verhechse Bekofus. So, Chloima Nami Demari Biyosh. It's not good enough that he is tied up. He needs to be sleeping too. The Eved needs to be both tied up and sleeping. We're going to see in this Tosfos, in order to be chotzer, there's two things you need. You need it to be, there's not maleches that we've already discussed. Can't be that it moves. That's the first thing. There's another din that needs to be mishtameret, meaning that I'm the one guarding it, not anything else. So if my eved is my chotzer, and the chotzer and the eved's awake, even if he can't move, and his legs are tied up, even if he can't move, but he's using his brains, and he's guarding himself. And therefore, it's not called that I'm guarding him. Mishtameres is daito means that I'm the one. Let's say this Evan's got inside it, he's holding some a check, let's say, check of $1,000. Now, I think I'm looking after him. This Evan can't go anywhere. It's not true. This Evan could chew it up if he wants and eats it. He's got his own dance what to do with this. If he wanted to, he could do something with this check that I've given him. And therefore, if he's awake, I'm not guarding him. He's guarding it himself. So it's not called Mishtamer. So there's always two things you need to decide if you want the Eved to act as the springboard for the Kinyan. Aleph, he's got to be a Chotzer. What's a Chotzer? Can't move. Beis, he has to be that it's not the Eved being Mishtamerit, but the owner of the Eved is the one who's being Mishtamerit. And that's only possible if the Eved's sleeping. So it's those, you need both things. You need it to be also, although the Gemara doesn't say that, so we're talking about Eved sleeping, but you have to say it's also talking about sleeping. The Kofos Mahani, Kofos helps to lo have a Chotz Ma'aleches. There won't be a Chotz Ma'aleches. The Yoshein Mahani, but sleeping helps to have a Mishtameres, a Daito, that the Eved is being guarded, me Daito of the owner.
What's Mahani again?
Mahani helps. Kofos, the fact that it's tied up, that helps. Mahani is to help. To loy have a chotz maleches. To make it that he won't be a chotz maleches. It's effective, or if you would like a better word, right? The tying up is effective to make it it's not a chotz maleches. And yoshin and sleeping, Mahani helps. Dabe mishtamer is a daito. The fact that if it's now sleeping makes it, it's mishtameres, the daito of the owner.
Why?
Because if he's awake, he can do what he wants.
He can't do what he wants.
He can't walk. He's got his brain still.
For what?
So if he wants, he could chew up the check.
He can't get into his mouth. He's tied up.
His legs are tied up. Oh.
He doesn't have any checks. Oh, then he leaves on.
We're talking about somebody who's looking after, right?
What is the missionary's of a diet? I thought, I was assuming that meant that his carpet is tied up, but in his mind, says he could exercise some das and not want to acquire his metabolism.
The kid in a chotzer, I don't care about him wanting to acquire. Beforehand, we had something which is
the
diet of the owner. In order for chotzer to work, it has to be that the bainim have kiru shlita of it. The bainim are the ones who are calling the shots. Put a fence around it, everything there. I'm protecting them. I'm standing there watching over it. But as much as he's got his own brains, then it's not anymore Mr. Mercer Daito. The Daito of the bainim. Right? What's Tosis right for this? Because I'm in the Peik HaZuk, in the eighth peik of Gittin. It says there, Gabakos of Get. Somebody wrote to get his wife, what's the next word? Avdo. Her Eved, who was sleeping. Omisham Rosari. How is it get? It's Eved, her Eved was sleeping, it's a get. Nioi, if the Eved is awake, ain't get. It's not a get. Why? Mishum da vachotza mishtamesh, shalem yedaitim, because chotze, then mishtamesh, shalem yedaitim. That's the words of the Gemara then. Parich. You can ask the question, I don't understand it. Yoshin.
There.
Good morning in Gittin. Asked, how does the help of me sleeping? Am I? Why does it work by sleeping? Have a get? Am I have a get? Why does it get? Chotzem alechesi hu. It's a chotzem aleches. So if he's sleeping, it's a chotzem aleches. No, that's the answer to the Gemara. I haven't got there yet. Maybe you'll tell me, says the Gemara there, maybe he's sleeping, it's good enough. No, Rama Rava. Rava said, we had this Rava just before. If when it's going, it's not Koina. Even if it's saying still, it won't be Koina. So why is it kind of this get that we send to the get? If it's sleeping, it's kind of the get. If it's waking up, if it's sleeping, will be. Why should be koina? Answer the Gemara. We're talking about the levit is tight. So what's it saying there? It's talking about tight. Because if he's not tight, even if he's sleeping, he won't be koina. So it's talking about he's tight. And then he'll be koina the get if he's sleeping. Mashma, if he's awake, he won't be koina, even though he's tied up. So you see, you need both things. You need it to be tied up to make it not a chotzim aleches. Besides that, you need it to be sleeping to make him a shtam in the day. Amen.
So if you just totally tied up legs and hands, you put the get in his pocket. So what's, we can't do anything.
Yeah, he could roll around, do something to spoil it. And then the day he's got his own brains. He could think of some type of thing to, he called up his friend or something, take it out. He's got his own brains to sort out.
But when I say his, not his brains, in terms of his,
the asset
that he wants to be
on
behalf of his.
No, no. That's the other din. If I want my chotz to be koina, an eved, if the eved's got brains, then the chotz won't be koina it. Could be for the svar you're saying, because he doesn't want to, he doesn't agree to get acquired. But here we're talking about that I want my eved to act as the king and chotz, as the springboard for
the regular chotz has no das. It's not even a real yard that's expensive, doesn't have any das. Automatically, because she, he or whatever, put up the fence, they want to be kind of whatever falls into there. But I thought it'd be a knockery with Evan acting as a concert, because he has, he's still even being, because that's what he wants to cooperate or not. But I'd say that's the factor here.
No, I don't think that's the pshat. Pshat, the reason why it has to be midaitoi is because otherwise it's not going to be shtames. The person, that has to be the person, the owner's calling the shots here.
Even you don't have even aware what's happening.
The fact that he's got the wall around is ready enough.
Or if he's tied up.
There's two things. You need it to be that he's tied up, he needs to be sleeping as well. Why need
you only be unaware of his status?
Well, being awake or asleep.
Or tied up. Somebody else tied him up.
Yeah, see them. So as long as it's chotzer. So the chotzer is now.
She doesn't know her sleep became a
chotzer.
Who's walking around
doing that? Okay, chotzer is kind of shalom so what? I think Mara says it.
It's stuck on the language of it. Says the shemesh daitoi.
The daitoi of the
woman in this case.
Yeah.
She's not even aware of her. She's just not there having to do grocery shopping.
Nachon.
Somebody else.
So what are you saying? It can't work the daitoi if you don't even know it's the evet.
Somebody made him into a
chatzah. We have to ask a dynamo. This may be right. Maybe she needs to know it was tied up beforehand. I don't know. We know a chatzah can be koina shalomi daiti. That can be. Does she need to know that she has it?
That's a stamp chatzah. Yeah. That's how fast it
is. No, but what would. Yeah. Can a chatzah be koina if a person doesn't know he owns that chatzah? Which is basically what you're saying. That you don't know that Evid was a chatzah. I don't know that. I thought you can, but. So we have to ask the dying about that. If that's true or not. So one sec. I don't want to get off the flow. So Tosis brought a riot from this Gemara. The Gemara said that if he's awake, there's no get. If he's asleep, is a get. And on that, the Gemara said, but that's only talking about when it's tied up. Alma. So we see from this, Avagav de Moiki lo bekofus. Even though we established the case is talking about kofus, tied up, Afilahaki, nevertheless, Neil, ain't a get. If he's awake, it's not a get. Why not? Could not mishtameres. So that's what this one's bringing us. Although the Gemara here says, it means and asleep. Tosis now wants to suggest maybe a different pshat in the Gemara in Gittin, which would help us for him. Ein lefarish. Maybe say a different pshat. Don't say this pshat. Ein lefarish means don't say this pshat. Means I'm always
there.
Always, yeah. But whenever you see this in a farish, how you're meant to look at it is saying, Tez is going to suggest us a different pshat, which we have to remember, Tez is not going to be the pshat. But there's the only way to learn a Tez, only way, unless you're a genius, is you put yourself in a positive way of thinking. You can't put yourself in a negative way of thinking, it won't work. You have to think what pshat is, and you'll remember that Tez said the word ain beforehand. But that's the only way I personally can understand everything. Otherwise, the whole time, you can't say it. No. This is a new pshat. I've got a new pshat, which is A, which isn't going to be the pshat, but it's a new pshat. That in the forest, don't say perhaps this is the pshat. What could be possibly pshat? What could be a pshat for Hirsa B'Kofos? Today says, maybe it means Kanoima, maybe Hirsa B'Kofos means Kanoima, Loi Chashuv Maleches. Sleeping is not called Maleches. Doesn't that mean to say she's the Eved is physically tied up? No, Ein of Hashem so become was Keloima. He's going explaining. Okay, you're right. Okay, one second. Ein of Hashem so become was meaning Keloima loy chosho maleches. The tied up is not considered maleches. Ve'lodomi ve'lomid v'yeshiv. Tied up is not similar to somebody who's standing or sitting. The cave on the kof is moil, since tied up helps. This is now what the Gemara meant to say, that Yoshin Nami Moil, sleeping also helps. You don't need to be tied up at all. Just like tied up is not considered Hoylech Oymed V'yeshev, but tied up is a different entity. Sleeping is also tied up. Either one, right.
Where would you see that?
And maybe that's the pshat in the Gemara there. The Gemara there said, "V'chitein yoshin shalom." Maybe sleeping is different. The Gemara said, "No, Rava said not." So Hilchos of Kofos meant to say that just like Kofos helps, yoshin also helps. So the reason why you're going to the Eved, the Eved's going to get there, the reason why the Ishul Megureshes in Gittin is not because the Eved was tied up, but because the Eved was sleeping. And sleeping is enough.
Either Kofos or...
Right.
Not both.
You don't need both. The Gemara never meant to say you need both. All the Gemara meant to say is one of the two. Brilliant. Right, that's what Tosafot wants to say. Maybe that could be the pshat. When we say Kofos, we just mean they can't move. And they can't move. Then if it's Kofos or Yashin, there are two ways they can't move. Ari had a kasha, the see hoylech, the oimid, the yashin. Even if it's not moving, it doesn't work within King Yechotzeh. That's because it can move. But if it's Kofos, it can't move, they're not. So who are they sleeping, who can't move? Also good enough. And there's no such thing that you need to be asleep and tied up. One of the two, tied up or asleep. And then the Gemara gets is very good. He gave it to the Eved when he was sleeping. You're Koina. Why you Koina? It didn't what? Din Chotzeh. Gave it to the Eved when he was awake. You're not Koina. Why? Because he's awake. There's no Chotzeh. Chotzeh Maleches. Yeah, we're talking about Kofos. Yeah. So that's Tosafot's Pshat, which could be Pshat, no? It's a nice Pshat. He also said the Kofos means. Kofos is different to somebody standing still. As much as Kofos is different to somebody standing still, sleep is also. And if so, there's no Makoy Evan Shas, that you need to have two things. Kofos and Yosh. And that's Pshat and Agamari. That's the Kofos could be a week.
And we can be the Nike from Rabba's Lashon.
Kofos.
No, because Rabba could have said, why do you want to say Yosh. Two examples? Omed V'Yoshev. Tagit Yoshev.
Right, something better. Yeah. Yeah. So remember, Tosafot said, Ein Lefash, meaning this pshat, although it's Gishmak, we can't say, why not? It's such a Gishmak of pshat. This Tosafot, I'll tell you why it was Ein. Dimkei, if it's true that Ein Kofos Ari, that we're talking about an Eved that's not tied up. Ari Rav, Rav's talking about that. And my Kama Rav, why did Rav and Gittin say, Neo, Ein Get, if it's awake, it's not a get. And the reason why it's not a get is because the chotza mishtameh sheloi lidaita. That's what the robber said in Gittin. Tape a glaze, much better reason why not. It's not a chotza bechla. Tan bechotza maleches. It's not a chotza bechla. If it's awake and it's not tied up, then it's nothing. If I want to explain why the ish is not magreshes when the Eved's awake, do I say, well, it's a chotzer, it's just not mishtameh? Or do I say it's not a chotzer? Which one's better? Not a chotzer, nothing started. Right, it's not a chotzer, nothing started. So the Gemara says, If she's a, if he's a thief, I mean, twice is square to the Gemara before. Yeah, Gemara said, "Nail ain't a get." Third line in Tosis, "Dav chotzer mishtamesh shalimidayt." When it's awake, it's a chotzer mishtamesh shalimidayt. If a man ever that's not tied up and he's awake, the reason why she's not divorced is because there was never anything to start with. There's no chotzer. So it's much better to say there's no chotzer than to say there is a chotzer, but it's just not mishtamim. The Torah says, can't be talking about the Eved's not tied up. It must be talking about the Eved's tied up. And that's why, if it's awake, the only chassan is, there is a chotzer tied up. The only chassan is, it's not mishtamim. That's why Torah says, ain't a
mishtamim.
Don't right. Right. Says, can't be that we're talking about that's untied. Okay, the second last time of taste again. Am I coming rubber near in a get? Why did Rubber say if she's awake, it's not get? You know why? We shouldn't have a chotzer mishtamesh leimidayit. Because the chotzer that's God not leimidayit. Typically, we should establish the reason why it's not get is to have a chotzer maleches. It's anyway no good because it's a chotzer maleches. Okay, but she couldn't just be a gazek. That's what Rashi said there as well. The hilchos of kofos. This is what Rashi said. Hilchos of kofos. Ubahu kama rava denei ein eget. On a tied up eved, Rava said, if it's awake, it's not a get. It means you need, in order for it to be a get, it needs to be tied up and sleeping. Okay, impossible. Bahag the kofos v'yoshon be'i no. So that's what this marriage here, the Gemara is with Chasosim. Gemara says the kofos. Sounds like kofos is enough. Maybe we could have had a mahalach, but it's mochak in the Gemara and Gittin, not like that. So maybe the answer is it needs to be kofos and sleeping. When it says kofos, it means kofos and sleeping. Dochuk, no? Yeah. If you look in the Agos Agro, look in the Agos Agro, you have that. Even Yossi, even you have that. Agos Agro, there's a little aleph. See on the side of the Gemara?
Yeah.
Guys that go. There's a cover to the Lema. Nift a bit to the Tidai, the Rambam, the Gig. What's Bokash? So, the kids, Tosis here holds that you need two things, Kofos and Yoshim. Kofos makes it not Chotzim Aleches. Yoshim makes it Mishtamei as a Daitim. And the fact is just Kofos on its own, or Yoshim on its own, is not going to be good enough. Because if it's Yoshin, it might be Mishtameres. Since it could walk, it's not Chotzer. And if it's tied up, but it's awake, although it is a Chotzer, but it's not Mishtameres. So you need both.
Is it Mishtameret, lo ledata, or it's not Mishtameret?
Rav
keeps on saying that, and
it's also... Yeah, I mean, lo ledata.
What?
Lo
ledata. It's Mishtameret, lo ledata. It's a Mishtameret.
I mean, if David wants to protect it, he'll protect it. In order for get to work, it didn't the binding has to be that she's got the shlita over this.
She didn't send her Eved to take to be coined for her. Right?
She didn't. No, can she?
She could, right?
No.
If she sends a shliach or an Eved.
Shliach, yeah.
To be coined,
Eved can't be shliach. Eved can't be shliach. She's not a
toast. But it's her extension.
It didn't cross it.
Midas.
So it has to be sleeping and tied up.
No, I'm saying he goes to me to go pick it up.
Won't be hard.
Won't work. It's preferably if Yashin really was secure both from his last and this, then Nair has needed one of those.
Yeah, right.
And therefore, in fact, it's couples, it's still couples, plus nothing. It's couples. It may be couples, but it's since it's Nair, it's not.
No.
Nair is the opposite of Yoshin.
We were suggesting that the animal, that the Eved wasn't tied up at all, and sleeping was enough.
Because
sleeping is like can't move. So it's now Chotzer Sheinu Melechus.
It's also an issue.
Yes, midat. And then when he waits, it's neither. It's gone from both to nothing. So why did he say it's a Chotzer Sheinu Mishtameis Midaito? Should say it's not Chotzer.
Right.
He went, that's why it must be talking about it's tied up. And in cold day, you needed to be able to sleep again. Okay, listen, we'll continue and finish on Tuesday, Metzeshen. Just, I need you, when you finish by the two dots, I need you to be able to put down on a piece of paper, maskana. How on earth was this karka koina the Eved? And the Maskana said Gemara. The Gemara said that Yukaina the Emed. The Gemara said that Yukaina, there was a Shito hold that Yukaina. One second. Yeah. Second wide line, yeah? So how on earth in the end of the day was he coming down? Right? The Gemara is going to say we're talking about standing on the karka. And how does that work? Why is it working? Is it working within Kenyan? Agav Chotza or something else? Before, by the time you get to the two dots with Tesis, you need to be able to work that one out. The end of the day.
Did we get to all the setup of the karka or the top
one? No. The Gemara discussion about the dot. To be able to, by the end of the day, by Tuesday, try and have a mahalach. How on earth is this Eved Nikna Agav the Karka?
We haven't yet done the second
part of that tesis before. And there's also two tests at the top of your base with Aleph, your base with base Amin. And then we have to move on to a different type of learning, the Chlal. Kotchim. Kotchim. They've got me different type of learning. We're about a daf or so, and then back to Bobby Kami. We've had it all here. Should be well, everyone.